Good morning. A trough of low pressure in the mid-levels of the atmosphere and an associated surface wave of low pressure continue to track off into the Canadian Maritimes. The result is a brisk west-northwesterly wind flow that's developed across our region overnight. This is driving temperatures down into the 20s and lower 30s, with numerous places seeing the first frost of the season early this morning. We also have lake effect snow bands, with snow adding up in the lee of Lake Ontario, particularly in the Tug Hill Plateau, but even some scattered snow showers drifting across parts of the Adirondacks, Mohawk Valley, and western Catskills, enough to dust up the ground in spots for the early morning drive. Temperatures today will slowly climb through the 30s and 40s, but barely reach 50. I think the bigger story, though, will be the wind that will increase and at times gust over 20 to 25 miles per hour today, and that will only add to the chill. At times, especially when the sun ducks behind the clouds, it'll feel like it's in the 30s during the afternoon. We'll continue with the brisk, chilly weather tonight under partly to mostly cloudy skies and still a few flurries and snow showers near the Great Lakes as temperatures drop back into the upper 20s and lower 30s. It'll still be brisk and chilly for the day tomorrow, but a little bit less wind, which will cut down a bit on the lake effect activity. So we'll go with a mixture of sunshine and clouds, with temperatures pushing into the upper 40s and in some cases close to 50. On Saturday, we'll look for sunshine, giving way to clouds as a disturbance heads our way through the Great Lakes. As it pivots through, we may see a few passing rain or snow showers Saturday evening and overnight. Otherwise, breezy and chilly with highs in the lower 50s. Behind this system, right around 50 with a mix of sun and clouds on Sunday. Highly uncertain weather for the early to mid part of next week, with computer models diverging on a big western storm. Depending on the track of this storm, we could have some milder air flowing in by midweek, but for now, we'll go with persistence in temperatures in the high 40s and lower 50s for the period Monday through Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, freeze warnings and frost advisories continue for a large part of the Missouri Valley, Ohio Valley, Appalachians, and Mid-Atlantic region. Temperatures once again are expected to drop close to, and in some cases below, freezing in these locations, and it will be the first hard freeze of the season in some spots. And there's also a storm warning in effect for the offshore waters of Alaska and high wind warnings just inland. Winds at times could gust up to 65 miles per hour with the approaching storm. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Norman Wells, Northwest Territories, Canada, at 2:44 p.m. Eastern Time on Monday. The last report of hail was at Ayacucho, Peru, at 6:10 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16 of a mile visibility in fog, 14 degrees with a west wind at 55 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 7 above zero. In Albany on the hour, scattered clouds and 32 degrees, the dew point 29, 88% relative humidity, a south wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.79 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 95 degrees at Phoenix, Arizona, to a low of 14 at Bodie State Park, California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy in the mid-50s, Boston mostly sunny and breezy in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy and breezy with a few showers and highs in the mid-40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 53 degrees, the low, 34. The average temperature, 44, that's 3 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday for the month, 2 inches even, which is 77 hundredths below normal. And 38.32 inches for the year, which is 6.10 inches of precipitation above normal. There were 21 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 193. That's 132 below normal. And 365 for the season, which is 127 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 57 degrees. The average low, 37. The record high, 74, set in 1973. And the record low, 16, in 1969. Sunrise this morning is at 7:19 a.m., sunset this evening, 5:59 p.m., 10 hours and 40 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy, windy, and cold with a passing rain or snow shower today and highs in the mid to upper 40s. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight with a few snow showers and lows in the 20s and lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cool today with highs in the lower to mid 50s. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy, windy, and cold with rain or snow showers today. Localized snow squalls north of Utica with up to 4 to 7 inches possible and highs in the lower 40s. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight with snow showers and lows in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy, and cool today with highs in the lower 50s. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight with lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy, windy, and cold with a passing rain or snow shower today and highs around 50. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight with lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, breezy and chilly, mid to upper 40s, sunshine giving way to clouds Saturday, breezy, a late-day rain or snow shower in the lower 50s, a mix of sun and clouds near 50 on Sunday, partly sunny with a passing rain or snow shower Monday, upper 40s, upper 40s on Tuesday, and lower 50s on Wednesday with increasing clouds and scattered showers. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.